more of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Pike. During the holiday season, it's not uncommon for people to welcome home friends and relatives from far-flung places. For a woman plunked in South Central Wisconsin near the Wisconsin River, the idea of homecoming this year carries a different connotation. WUWM's environmental reporter Susan Bentz meets farmer Sherry Nolden outside Prairie du Sac.
Animals play an important role in Sherry Nolden's life. The list includes sheep, chickens, pastured rabbits, and guard dogs. But at the moment, the 34-year-old farmer is pretty much consumed with goats.
Yeah, we bought the goats and got involved with goats when we were in Kansas and moved them up here when we moved up here. And we were looking to raise the goats in as sustainable a manner as we can. And when you have goats on a farm, they quickly defoliate and remove all the brush on your farm. Goats are browsing species, and so they prefer to have browse to consume.
One thing led to another, Nolden says. When the couple moved back to their native Wisconsin, goats in tow, 2 years ago, and she joined the local conservation group, the Sauk Prairie Conservation Alliance.
In doing the restoration projects with the Alliance, I offered up my goats for facilitating the removal of brush, which we've been using chainsaws and herbicides to do, and they thought it was a great idea, so we've been expanding this, and it's just kind of naturally evolving, and now we're looking at doing research on that, too.
We've come out to see that research in action in a unique setting, the former home of a giant ammunition production facility, the Badger Army Ammunition Plant. People here call it simply Badger. Before the plant, much of the 7,000 acres here had been a collection of family farms.
The site belonged to farmers prior to it being essentially purchased, taken over by the Army, and used as a powder production facility for World War II and the succeeding skirmishes. Then it became inefficient to produce powder here, and so the plant was decommissioned. And
That was about
10 years ago.
Okay.
Yep. Well, the decommissioning happened sooner, but a formal reuse plan to make this property an asset to the community and the state of Wisconsin was implemented about 10 years ago, and so slowly things are moving in transition to new owners and additional uses.
Nolden and her fellow conservationists see the giant parcel as a prairie waiting to be reborn. She's out to prove that incorporating goats in its management plan can work. Starting in September, Nolden was allowed to set her goats, 34 girls of various ages and breeds, to work on, that is, graze on bits of the Badger site, one 164 by 164 foot paddock at a time.
They're way in there. We're going to have to drive in there to go find them.
We climb into Nolden's vintage Buick LeSabre, an unlikely but great farm vehicle, she says.
Going over a cattle guard that keeps the cattle in the areas of the property that they're supposed to be on.
A herd of heifers pasture on some of the Badger land, a part of a U.S. Department of Agriculture research program.
As we drive through here, you can see these areas have major brush invasion issues, and our research aim is to look at the utility of browsing livestock for restoration purposes.
So is the brush you're talking about, Sherry, primarily?
Well, it's all this, what is not grass here. I mean, there are some overhead trees, but there's a lot of 5 to 10 foot tall clumps of honeysuckle, buckthorn, prickly ash.
Things that goats adore.
They do. They love all that stuff. Pretty much any shrub or tree leaf that they can get a hold of, they'll preferentially eat that. They're not so big on eating grasses, which is ideal for prairie restoration.
After meandering along a bumpy series of paths, we reach Nolden's testing grounds.
Now, is this your fencing?
Yep, this is my fencing. This is electric netting. I have it unplugged right now so we don't get zapped, but the goats don't know that. And this is what keeps the goats and the guard dog where they're supposed to be.
Guard dog Frankie, a large white-furred, docile-appearing fellow, greets us, but Frankie takes his job seriously. Nolden says finding just the right personality in a guard dog is critical.
He's very concerned about all the animals. Any time that one of the goats gets zapped, he whines and goes and nudges it to see if it's okay. Or if a goat gets hung up in a tree or something, he'll come and help it.
Really?
He'll bark at coyotes and other predators to keep them away. He also barks at deer, which carry a parasite that's problematic to the goats, a meningeal worm. So he keeps the deer out of the fence.
What happens at night?
They do kind of what they're doing right now. They all get together in a group and lay down and ruminate and sleep. And Frankie's usually right in the middle of them. You can see them chewing their cud, just like a cow chews their cud. They're ruminating, and they sleep. They're not very active at night. And then as soon as daybreak comes, they get up and do this sort of thing, climb into the trees and pull down the branches and eat the brush back. Then they lay down, ruminate. After they're done ruminating, they get up and eat some more.
Nolden doesn't necessarily name each goat, but she knows each of them and their personalities.
Well, you can see that goat's working on the tree. They have teeth on their bottom jaw, and they strip the bark by hooking it with their bottom jaw and pulling it up. Bora's working on it, too. Bora's the big goat with the brown head and white body. Yeah, she's
so
part boar, part Spanish. But yeah, some of them have names, some of them don't.
Nolden climbs inside the fence. The girls gather round as she pulls down a buckthorn branch that towers above their reach. They climb atop one another to reach the choicest bits in what Nolden calls a feeding frenzy.
And they really like it when I help them like this by bringing the branches down to their level after they've cleared everything else that's within their reach. That they'll work together. Like you see, she's climbing on me. She's using me as a kind of a ladder to get close, be able to reach more.
In just a few days, the herd has consumed the brushy invasives from the ground clear up to 5 feet. That allows light to penetrate, and eventually grasses and other native plants have a chance to rebound. Nolden may sound laid back, but the diminutive 5-foot-1-incher is a bundle of passion. She's out to prove the worth of livestock when used strategically to manage landscapes. Back in her car, Nolden says she's determined to overcome a stigma that animals trash the environment.
Cattle and sheep and goats have in the past had a bad reputation because if kept in an area for a long period of time, they can cause environmental damage, soil erosion, elimination of vegetation. And so the stigma is less prevalent in the West and the Southeast, but still in the Midwest that exists. And it's hard to break through that barrier to show that in a controlled setting, livestock can be a valuable tool for management of invasive species and brush. And that's what we're aiming to do with this research. Break down that stigma and bring agriculture and conservation together in the process.
Since I visited Nolden, a neighboring goat owner has volunteered her herd to bolster the research project. Nolden also received a $5,000 grant. That will finance 5 more fences and energizers, allowing her to replicate the bush management model. That's a critical step towards sound research that Nolden hopes ultimately will pass muster among scientists and fellow farmer alike. For now, her herd is home for the holidays. Nolden plans to transport the girls back out to Badger in March. The does will have their babies next May in the research pastures, eating, Nolden says, what goats are born to eat. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Come on, girls.
Susan Bentz is WUWM's environmental reporter. You can see a photo of Sherry Nolden and her goats at WUWM.com/lakeeffect. One last break and then a preview of some holiday movie offerings with film contributor Dave Lurson. This is Lake Effect from WUWM.